With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United Auto Workers Union is urging its members to approve a tentative deal with General Motors, which would boost workers' pay and end the strikes against all three of the big Detroit auto companies.
The GM deal comes on the heels of agreements with Stellantis and Ford.
It's a turning point in the class war that's been raging in this country for the past 40 years.
UAW President Sean Fain. President Biden expressed his support.
These record agreements reward auto workers who gave up much to keep the industry working.
About 150,000 unionized workers would get an immediate 11% pay raise and then 30% over the life of the contract. Shamira Marshall says they need it.
That'll help.
But analysts say the higher pay could result in higher auto prices for everyone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An anti-Semitic riot in the mostly Muslim area of Dagestan in Russia is being compared to the pogroms of the 19th and early 20th century against Jews there. Angry mobs descended on the airport there searching for Israelis. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a leader like President Biden would call out the hatred seen at the Dagestan airport, but Vladimir Putin has stayed silent.
We've heard crickets from the Kremlin. Nothing. No condemnation. No calling for a stoppage of hate, discrimination, and bigotry towards Jews. Nothing. And I think that speaks volumes.
A Russian spokeswoman blamed Ukraine for the mob. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there would be no ceasefire on Gaza after Hamas terrorists attacked Israel on October 7th, killing over 1,400 people and kidnapping over 200. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 511 points, the Nasdaq rose 146. This is SRN News. The United Nations calls out Nigeria.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Malaysians are slamming the government's plan for a week-long program in schools to support the Palestinian cause after seeing pictures of students and teachers brandishing toy guns on social media. A number of students are also using the Palestinian keffiyeh scarf to wrap around their heads like terrorists. The Malaysian Education Ministry says Palestine's Solidarity Week, which began today, is designed to teach students empathy. This is SRN News. The World Bank says oil prices could be pushed into uncharted waters if the war between Israel and Hamas intensifies. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The World Bank's commodity markets outlook says that while the effects on oil prices should be limited if the conflict doesn't widen, the outlook would darken quickly if the conflict were to escalate. It says that during a medium disruption, the global oil supply would decline by 3 million to 5 million barrels per day, driving oil prices up possibly 35%. And a large disruption would shrink the global oil supply by 6 million to 8 million barrels per day, and prices would go up by 56% to 75%. Donna Warder, Washington.
It didn't seem to affect oil prices today. They were down $3.05 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.